This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Kind of hard to be blissed today. I got my third, second burglary in 10 days. I'm angry, however.
Yeah. And, you know, and Dr. Sheely, it's great to hear your voice. And George in New Hampshire, USA Prepares instructor, is joining us. Welcome, George.
Hello, Dr. Sheely. Hello, Finn.
Thanks for being
well,
with us.
Interestingly, my family last night were trying to talk me into getting pepper spray instead of a gun. But I looked up pepper spray. It's not very good.
Well, shotgun's a little better.
Well, I prefer a pistol.
Yeah. Well, we thought that we would take this opportunity, Dr. Sheely, if it's okay with you. George has joined us to talk about what has happened, what your concerns are, and what our collective thoughts are. Do you want to share with us what has happened over the last couple of weeks, or is that something you'd rather not do?
No, I'm happy to. 11 days ago now, we arrived at the office to find that our cash box had been taken from right, you know, at the receptionist desk, and two pistols, which Dr. Soren had in his office desk, were gone, and two tablets, you know, computer tablets, were gone from Lindy's desk. I mean, nothing else was touched. There was no disarray. The person had to have known what was happening. Now, we had a disgruntled employee who was a mess in a terrible legal battle with his ex-wife, and he quit suddenly just a few days before that. So I reported all of this to the police. They took no interest whatsoever in it. Then, Saturday morning, apparently about midnight, the alarm went off. Dr. Soren's wife was called. She came over to the building. The police took about an hour and a half to get here. And this time they had actually used a crowbar to reach inside under the window and, you know, lift up the inside lock. And this time they stole the cash box itself. Nothing else that we know of at this moment. But as far as I can tell, the police in Springfield are about as useless as the utility company in putting fluoride in your water, and the police do nothing when these things happen. They're not even interested.
You know, Dr. Sheely, you
some kind of trap that we could kill people as they came through the window.
Yeah, you know, it's believe it or not, that's illegal. It's also illegal to put a tripwire in. So that, let's say, you thought, you know, someone's going to come in and, well, what we'll do is we'll wait for them. We'll have this wire strung across maybe 9 inches or so above the floor, and they come running in, and boom, down they go. And when they're down, then that's when you hold them until, you know, a few hours, a few days until the cops show up. But you can't even do that. You can't even have a tripwire legally. Because the cops don't like that, because when the cops come running in and bashing your door down, they don't want to fall down. George, any comments?
Well, I think it's called in legal terms a man trap, And it's illegal because they said that, like, for example, say a firefighter was trying to was getting access into a building and it was a man trap and it was tripped, it could potentially, you know, maim or kill the person. And I knew someone who had a number of robberies on his property, and he decided to set up a man trap. And I found this out down the line later after everything had happened. But the individual who was breaking in, of course, got hurt, promptly got a lawyer, sued, and won an out-of-court settlement that I heard was quite sizable. So, you know, I would say, Dr. Shealy, not to be nosy, but, I mean, was there anything in the cash box, or was that routinely taken out each day, I would hope?
Well, it wasn't before the first. They got, let's see, they got about $400-some-odd the first time. This time, we think they only got 60. We've been taking home most of the money at night.
The other thing with Dr. Soren, I would say, is that when you have firearms, like I said before, the best firearm is the one you have with you. It, with Dr. Soren, I understand it's convenient to leave something in a desk drawer. We see all the movies there, the old movies. They'd always, when there was a problem, they'd open the desk drawer, and lo and behold, it would be a revolver. But, I mean, I think it would be better, and I'm sure that he's taken these precautions now, to just carry it on his person, because sometimes he may not be in a position or place in the office where he might be able to get to his desk easily and when he needs it.
Well, I agree. You know, the interesting thing is that we don't have any drugs in this building, so they can't be breaking in for that. And the fact that it happened so quickly still makes me think the person did it the first time the woman came back.
George, I've got a question for you. So we now have a situation where Federal Reserve notes were taken, cash. We have twice. We have a situation where the first time handguns were taken, and the police don't seem to be very interested in that. What happens to handguns that are stolen, based on your knowledge of, you know, you've been to shows and events and, you know, gun shows and things like that. Have you heard of any talk of what happens to stolen handguns?
Well, sometimes they're taken out of the country. Sometimes they end up, I knew of a friend of mine many years ago, he had a shop that somebody drove a truck right through the front of the gun shop, emptied out his cases in a matter of minutes of the better part of 50 to 60 firearms and handguns. And he said that the police responded within 5 minutes. But there were so many different ways to go. Whoever it was, they must have had it very well planned that they could just pull a car into a certain place and just close a door, maybe, because they came from all points and they looked, they didn't catch anyone. But he said that he thought at first that the guns had gone out of the country, but then several of them were recovered. And they had a Chinatown address where a lot of the Vietnamese and Chinese gangs. Now, I'm just saying, you just plug in different groups depending on what part of the country. It just so happened in this instance, it was in Boston somehow, because, you know, in their own world, the underworld, they have fences where they can bring the guns to, and they'll have customers to bring it, but it's all within that closed clique for the most part. And the only way that you might find one one occasionally is if somebody's caught with it or arrested or in the process of committing a crime, they run the serial numbers of the gun recovered, and lo and behold, you have a match.
Okay, and then let's say there is a match, and then the police recover that handgun. Would they bring it back to the original owner and say, I just want to let you know, fortunately we found your revolver or your semi-automatic handgun? Or do they say, no, this is evidence, and they keep it until in the evidence locker until they decide to have a sale at the police department and sell that evidence?
Well, it has been my experience that I've seen where the property officer would be in charge. There's a room where they would keep what they call contraband or stolen items or recovered items, or, as you say, evidentiary items that they're going to use when prosecuting a case. Now, it's pretty much up to the department, the chief, and the property officer's, scruples, where some places have now made it where they have individuals that they contract with that store the guns in the meantime. And when they store the guns, every day that goes by, every week that goes by, they're charging a fee for parking it at their location. And what ends up happening after so many months, you now have a gun where you owe more on than it's actually worth. And they do have, sometimes the judge has a lot of leeway where he can declare it contraband. And I had a friend who, a woman stole a gun at a gun show from him. And I guess she was a drug addict, but she had come in and she had done it and they caught her. And I guess they prosecuted her and all that. And at the end of it, my friend said, well, wait a minute, where's my gun? And he had to put up quite a stink and a lot of complaints in high places until finally the district attorney decided, yeah, all right, you can have your firearm back. And this was some years ago.
Well, okay. So it's likely that that these guns may never be seen again. Is that correct? Or at least by the original owner.
Well, it depends. Like I said, if it's recovered by the police, I will say this. I have known of police of one instance where the police where guns were taken out of the property room and brought to an individual who was connected with the department's address. Now, This goes on more often than we think. Now, if somebody was to fall afoul of somebody maybe inside of the police administration, you know, they can call this in and say, well, by the way, where did such and such a piece go? I've actually seen it where, you know, they'd be caught bringing stuff home because I'll tell you a quick story if you don't mind. May I?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. I had a friend, World War II veteran, really nice guy, good friend. He actually had the distinction of postponing the Japanese surrender by one day because the plane that came in, the white plane that was like one of those floating seaplanes there, came in with the dignitaries. He was told, anything that comes within your quadrant, you fire on. So I guess the plane showed up, and he fired an unturned tail and went back once they came. So they had to postpone the surrender by one day. But this was the man, was real nice guy. And he had a little spot in a flea market where he sold knives. And his wife was there selling some odd antiques, and he was sitting there, and this was like a little pastime for him. So anyway, I guess there had been a falling out between these two chiefs of police from one town to the next. And my friend was an auxiliary policeman in the next town. And lo and behold, should I continue after the break?
Yeah, please do. Please do. George in New Hampshire is with us. He's telling a story about a little discord between two police chiefs in neighboring towns. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and his building was burglarized, and we're talking about guns for this hour. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor, surgeon of the year, brain surgeon, and author of, well, over 30 books, broadcaster for decades. And George in New Hampshire is with us. George, you were telling us a story about two police chiefs that didn't quite get along in neighboring towns. Please continue.
Yeah, I guess the squabble was about a jurisdictional matter, so they weren't talking at the time. So one Sunday, my friend's in the flea market. Two plainclothes officers came in. He didn't recognize them, and he goes, and they asked him, can we see this knife and this knife? And they pointed to two German military dress daggers. This was back in the 80s, but they were still worth some dough at the time. And it was like, and besides, they were his property. So they looked at, they took them out of their scabbards, and they were double-edged. So they promptly showed their badges, wrote him up on the spot, gave him a ticket. He found out he had to go into court. He goes, normally this would have been squashed through channels there. But he said, in the end, the best he was able to do, and he was an auxiliary policeman in the next town. He goes, the best that he was able to do was he had to make a donation to the chief's favorite charity, of $250, and he lost the two daggers that he had that were worth some money, and he found out later that there was a lieutenant on the force who collected. So, of course, those two items went right into the collection of that particular lieutenant, all expense-free. And all I can say is there are decent cops out there. I have met them. But I will say a lot of them, after a while, I think, become corrupted, or let's just say maybe they were corrupt before they got there. But there's a lot of temptations where, you know, they get sticky fingers, where, you know, I mean, if they can get something for nothing, you know, it's unfortunate, you know.
Yeah, and you're talking about German daggers, and of course I've seen a lot of them in my time. And if I'm not mistaken, George, the daggers from the World War II, Germany, the Army, the Navy, and the Luftwaffe were all double-edged, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you had a World War II... Yes, they were ceremonial. And if you had a dress dagger... They were double-edged. They were a collector's item. These are not something that you would use, you know, out in the field. You absolutely would not. They were way, way too valuable for that. And so what were they saying, that these long daggers were weapons that people would use in committing crimes, and therefore they're evidence and they were taken? And by the way, how did they know? I mean... Did they say that these were used in any crime at all, or did they just say they were double-edged?
Well, they just said it was double-edged. And at the time, the law was relatively new. This is back in the 80s, and this was Massachusetts. And Massachusetts is a very strange state, and I'm sorry, Dr. Shealy?
I said you're being kind.
Yeah. Yes, yes. They say if they even find you with a bullet shell casing... Just a bullet shell casing, no bullet, no powder. It's basically just a piece of brass. They can prosecute you on that if you don't have a license.
Wow.
I'm not making this up.
Wow. Okay, that kind of explains why there were four teeth. Go ahead, Dr. Shealy.
Well, one of the interesting things about Springfield, Missouri is we have 2 to 2.5 times the incidence of almost every crime compared to the national average and compared to Missouri as a whole. So I don't know whether if we have more criminals or we just have worse police getting stopping it. But I'm not impressed with everything I've learned about the police in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in your camp, Dr. Shealy. I've had a chance to see what they're like. I had a chance to see how they price fix at it. If you have an expo and you decide that you want to have the police there at the main table where you enter an expo in the Springfield area, and you call the police and say, "I'd like to hire a couple off-duty guys," you have to go through the lieutenant, and the lieutenant is in charge of telling you how much it's going to cost you, and it costs you the same amount no matter who they send, and it's another racket, in my opinion. So the police are in the business of price-fixing off-duty policemen. You think you could negotiate with each guy and say, "You know, Harry's a really good guy. I'll give him a call." No, you can't call Harry. You've got to go through the police department. It's another racket. We'll be right back. We're talking about burglaries.
Related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
"I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people."
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Finger pointing from all sides continuing when it comes to the separation of immigrant children from their parents and guardians at the U.S.-Mexican border. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon says it is a Trump administration policy, and he defended it yesterday on ABC's This Week.
He has a zero-tolerance situation. He's drawn a line in the sand, and I don't think he's going to back off from it.
Last week, President Trump blamed Democrats for the policy, and yesterday, his special counsel Kellyanne Conway said the administration is simply enforcing a long-standing law. That is, House Democrat Adam Schiff told NBC's Meet the Press, there is no such law.
The GOP has become the party of lies.
Meanwhile, former First Lady Laura Bush has written an op-ed in the Washington Post saying the current policy of separating immigrant kids from their parents at the border is immoral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's going to be sliding. Sign up. What are today's hot? Last day. God, you're... Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Scheele is with us, medical doctor. George in New Hampshire is with us, and we're talking about guns because of the two break-ins at Dr. Norman Scheele's clinic. And I know he feels violated, and I know he's frosted. At least that's my opinion. I certainly would be. And now it comes to what happens if someone is in the office and a burglary is transpiring. Can you protect yourself, and what do you do? So let's talk about calibers and cartridges. So let me just rattle off a few. I'm going to start from the smallest, physically tall, to the largest that you might have in a pistol. Okay, so 22 long rifle, that's a rimfire cartridge, and they're relatively inexpensive, the least inexpensive in this group. Then there's a 380, 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45 ACP, 10mm, 38 Special. Now, this is not in terms of, we'll call it stopping power, this is in terms of physical, how tall they are. 38 Special. That's what the police used to carry. 357, which is a longer 38 caliber. And then 5.56 or 223. That would be a pretty large pistol. Okay, it's actually a rifle cartridge, but they make pistols with that particular cartridge. So, Georgia, those are the common ones. Do you have any thoughts as to what a person should consider when choosing a handgun based on caliber?
Well, I would say 22 Magnum in a revolver or a semi-automatic, but in a revolver is approximately the same hitting power as a 38 Special. And I would say there are guns now, there's one model a friend of mine acquired that is supposed to be extremely lightweight, but I think it carries like about close to 20 rounds of 22 Magnum. And it's made out of a polymer, but it's very light, very high firepower. And I had a friend who, when they were thinking of getting rid of the 45 automatic back around 1950, he was hired by Savage. They appreciated his expertise. And he says they wanted them to brainstorm so the big manufacturers could submit new designs for a service pistol, because they found even then a lot of the young men coming in didn't have a lot of practical experience with firearms, especially from the big cities. And he said that after 2 days of brainstorming, they came up with a disposable magazine, 22 Magnum, a pistol, semi-automatic pistol, and they submitted it. Now a major manufacturer came out with the model. I don't know what the model is. I looked it up recently, but I'm just told it's very lightweight. It can be carried on the side, and you have a lot of firepower there. And the other thing too to think of in an office is penetration through the walls, because you'll have other people in different settings in the office. You don't want to inadvertently shoot, miss, and go through a wall and maybe harm an innocent, in the next room.
Absolutely true. So, what is your choice? What do you think?
I would go with a Walter, one of the PPKs or the PPKSs in 22 that you can get like Hyper 22 in it. And I just say, for the penetration and the ease of control and the portability in the setting that Dr. Shaley would find himself in, and also being able to practice with a wide range of 22 pistol ammunition in a reliable gun that's a proven design, I would go for either that, or I'd recommend, I know everybody's going 9mm, but one gun I really, really liked, it was a Beretta Model 84, and it was a pocket rocket. It had 14 shots, but was very nice about it. It had an aluminum alloy frame. It was built by a company that knew how to build guns, and it had some very nice rounded contours to it. And I noticed that when I would carry it over the years, it wouldn't bulge much at all, and there wouldn't be rough edges, and I found that it was very comfortable against the body, because when you're sitting down, getting up, moving around, some of the edges of these firearms can dig right into you, and it gets rather uncomfortable. And with 14
which
shots,
model?
380. I'm sorry.
Which model was this? The 84?
The Beretta 84. They had one that had a double column magazine that carried 14 shots, and they had another model that was a slenderized version that might carry 8 shots. It was a single column magazine, semi-automatic.
I have a friend in Virginia who carried an 84 Beretta, and he loved it. It was exactly what you said, and it was chambered in 380. Now, Dr. Shealy has a Smith & Wesson laser-pointed or laser-aim 380. And, Dr. Shealy, what made you select that one?
Well, I like the size of it. I tried several of the, what I call pistol, the handguns, and this fits very nicely. And I got a holster that will hold it. But the only place I'm comfortable having it right in the middle of my back, down, inside my pants, right at the very middle, in the back.
Right, right.
And it's very comfortable there. I can hardly feel it even when I'm sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
What model is it, Dr. Shealy?
I'm sorry?
What model pistol is that?
It's a Smith & Wesson 380. It's called Bodyguard.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
a nice contact gun. No, I said that's
okay,
a nice
contact. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's very compact. It's short. It's slim, and it has a built-in laser, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's what I felt I had to have that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, one of the things that Dr. Shealy wanted to do is he wanted to get a little bit of experience behind the trigger. And so he's coming to the farm, and we're going to spend a lot of time, at least a day, right, Dr. Shealy? Is that what your thoughts are? That's what mine are.
Yeah.
Yep. So Dr. Shealy is going to come out to the farm. And do you have any suggestions for how we should proceed in training, George?
Well, I would start off, of course, with 22s. But, they have what they call subsonic 22s. So, in other words, they're quiet. They don't have a lot of penetration. And they don't have much kick at all. And I think that if you get Dr. Shealy comfortable and just take him through stages bigger and bigger, I think at some point he's going to settle in and say, Vincent, I like, the offset between the poundage of the weapon with the recoil and the weight of the ammo, because, like I said, I'd start off with that. And like I said, it'd be inexpensive, easy. And then he can develop a lot of good habits and at the same time just adjust to the recoil and the potential flinching that you get sometimes, especially a new shooter, sure, with the recoil of a gun.
Here's what I was thinking, George. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. So when Dr. Shealy comes over to the farm, I wanted to have a 22 revolver and a 1911, and these are because I have these, not because I'm trying to make do with what we have. And I also have a 45 1911 with a conversion kit to 22 long rifle.
Okay.
And I thought, and then we have his 380. And I thought what we would do is start out with one round. And the reason I'm mentioning this class is I think this might be something that you might want to consider if you're going to start shooting again, if you haven't for a long time, or you want to train someone who hasn't been shooting, or you want to introduce the lady in your life in a very comfortable way. So, most people would just say, I'll just pick up the big one, and I'll just start with that. And I think that's a mistake, as George was alluding to. So my concept was, we'll start with one round in a revolver. And first, we're going to talk about safety. Then we're going to talk about how these cartridges work, how the guns work, and then put one round in the revolver and shoot that one round, and then put another round in the revolver and then shoot that, and then maybe put two rounds in the revolver, and then six. Okay, get comfortable with the revolver, and that's 22 long rifle. Next. Next, we'll move on to the 45 ACP, the 1911, which is way heavier, and with the conversion kit to 22, put one round in it, and squeeze the trigger and get a feel for that, and then two, and then more than two, and then move on to the 380. So that was the progression. What are your thoughts on that, George?
Well, I think the conversion unit is a very good idea because I was going to suggest it and you beat me to it. It has a floating chamber which simulates the 45 recoil. It's kind of like halfway between a 22 and that. I would say that there's one other thing that I think is a real caveat I should introduce here. Unconsciously, a lot of people, when they're holding a gun and they're pointing it downrange, if you ask them a question while they're in the stance, there's a tendency with not all new shooters, but a fair percentage of them, that when you ask a question and they turn to look at you, they unconsciously turn with the arm and the pistol and look at you, unconscious of pointing the pistol at you. Now, I'll make a confession. Many, many years ago, unconsciously, I was told that I did that when I was being taught how to shoot. So I had no recollection. I wasn't even aware of it. But what I'm saying is that just be very mindful of that. And just it'll just be something where you're starting from the ground floor, and you want to develop the good habits because they'll stay with you. And it could go a long way to ensuring your safety and the safety of people around you.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that is just a great, great point. And that's why, that's exactly why I wanted to start with one round. One round, and then try it again. One round. And so I can watch Dr. Shealy, he can watch me, and it's a lot safer for everybody. Because I'm going to be standing just about side by side with him. Not quite, but just about. And so initially, you know, we want to practice some safety. And then, you know, when you talk about what it's going to be like in a real situation, there's not much safety that's going on. There really isn't. And your finger on the trigger is the safety. If your finger's off the trigger, it's not going to go off. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect ourselves. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. George in New Hampshire's with us. Dr. Shealy, what questions do you have?
Point, Vince, I just have to become good enough to feel safe having it on my body. My grandkids had a blast last night teaching me about shooting my butt off if I could in my back.
Well, you know, one thing that we're going to do is we're going to practice removing your handgun from your holster without being really, really obvious about it. Another thing we're going to talk about is how to open the, you know, the door or not open the door. You know, when someone, or in your case, it would be the front door. Well, you know, when someone comes knocking and you don't know who it is, you're not expecting someone, you know, what do you do? How can you protect yourself knowing, you know, you've got your handgun with you, but you don't want to open, come to the door with your handgun in your hand because, you know, it might be a patient, you know, and you might, you know, frighten your patient. So there's a balance between protecting yourself, and we'll talk about how to do that. You know, Dr. Shealy, we have another one of our instructors, I'll even mention his name, Roy Birdsong. Roy Birdsong and his wife came to the farm, and his wife is a surgeon, and she wanted to learn how to shoot. And so we spent the day with her, and we talked about the calibers, you know, the large frames of the semi-automatics, and we talked about the revolvers, and we let her try any one that she wanted, actually all the ones that she wanted. And she decided, believe it or not, that she liked the .45 the best. And it's a huge, you know, huge gun for her hand. But she performed the best with it. So, you know, you have to try them. You have to pick them up. You have to hold them. You have to pick them up, carry it, try it, shoot it, practice with it until you're really comfortable with it. And it takes a while. It doesn't happen in just a few seconds or a few minutes. And I heard the term, he or she is a natural shot. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if there is such a thing as a natural shot. George, what do you think?
Well, you know, some designs shoot better because they're like pointing a finger. And all I could just say, some people just take to it. Some people don't. To me, it always felt like a dead thing in my hand when I shot it. Even in the military, it just felt dead to me somehow. I more admire from a standpoint of construction and design. It looks cool, but at the same time, when you go to shoot it, it just feels like a dead thing in my hand. That's just the way I feel.
George, do you have a preference for a particular model that you would, if you were to carry, what you would prefer to carry?
Well, it would, I'd look at it from different seasons. If you're covered up like a winter jacket, you can get away with a bigger firearm as opposed to, like, if you're in wearing light summer, you know. I have this vision of after you teach Dr. Shealy how to shoot, he's going to go out west. He's going to develop a reputation. He's going to, like, Doc Holliday. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
That's what I was thinking, Doc Holliday.
I think, Vincent, you should also, I know they have some very good hearing protector now that's even electronic, that can, you can hear normal range of conversation, but once it goes above a certain amount of decibels, which is sound is measured in, where it starts to become painful to the ears, it kind of blocks it out. And I think, you know, and I know you're going to do this, but with eye protection, and also I would wear a shirt that I could button up, because if a shell ejects and by some freak condition it goes down your shirt, that those shell casings can get very hot, and I'll just say that I've had that happen to me, not too often, but once or twice, and let's just say it's very memorable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, sure, and I'm so glad you mentioned hearing, because six rounds of a centerfire cartridge coming out of a short barrel handgun is probably loud enough to cause permanent hearing damage. Really? George, any quick thoughts?
I would say the FBI, they found a number of FBI agents had never fired a pistol inside of a building. And when they did, each one of them thought the other's gun had blown up, because the sound was contained in that corridor.
George, would you consider staying with us for the next hour?
If you gentlemen don't mind, sure.
That sounds great. Dr. Shealy and I and George will be right back. We've got some medical questions as well.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.